Live from the Hunter Wendelstedt School for the Blind and Deaf, it's Shenanigans. This week we have Ellen with a Y.
What is going on, crew?
Rich.
What?
Yes. Walden. And I'm Craig. Did you see what happened in the Yankees game?
No.
Aaron Boone got booted.
The umpire
threw him out of the game for the fan cat calling him.
What?
So the manager of the Yankees got thrown out of the game because of a fan in the stands making fun of the umpire.
He thought it was someone in the Yankees dugout, so he ejected Aaron Boone. And Aaron Boone says it was somebody up in the stands.
And the guy even waved. The guy waved. Yeah. They point. He goes, "It's that guy right there." And the guy goes, "Hello, it was me." And then, funny. So then after the game, he goes, "I have never kicked out a manager over a fan's interaction before, and I'm not starting now." Right. Like, dude.
You just did.
Watch the video.
You just started.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vincenzo has entered the building.
What up, V?
He's got to get his microphone set up because it wasn't here for a day or so.
Because Craig came down here and pilfered everything to go to Griffin's Pub. Griffin, great show, buddy. Great show.
Is he going to come on the show again?
Did he not enjoy himself? He's a fan favorite already.
He's a little self-conscious about how fast he was talking.
Well, that comes with time. You just learned that.
Yeah. He was afraid to cut everybody off. I was like, that's all we do.
Right.
We cut each other off constantly.
Well, I had that conversation with my brother when he first did the show. Like, every time there was a thought, he's like, hey, look at Shiny Keys. You know, like, he just kept jumping and everything. And I was like, all right, here's what I would say. You have a lot of good stuff to input, but just hold off. It's like playing catch. Let somebody play with the ball.
I thought he did really well.
I thought he did, too.
I thought he did a great job.
He was gold.
And the fans, a lot of fan feedback. Oh, they like him.
He said that, I'm not sure what I'm going to say if I have anything to say, which... If you listen to the show, he had a lot to say.
Man, he did.
I was kind of hoping for his input on the top baseball movies, but he wasn't here last week.
Oh, yeah, that would have been
top baseball movies, huh?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going with now?
Last week.
Oh, okay.
Sandlot's still the best.
Oh, Sandlot.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Do you know they made a League of Their Own television show?
For Prime.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Needs to know that.
Yeah. I can watch it now because I got a new Fire Stick, and it's like fucking magic. Because remember I was telling you I couldn't get like Hulu and Apple to play, it would stutter.
I've never fucked magic, so I really don't have any comparison.
Yes, you have.
He had AIDS, so I just said no.
Bring in the dirty.
So I had a Gen 1 Fire Stick, and it wouldn't really work at all anymore. Everything was stuttering and freezing. And Captain Cuddlepants...
Like Jim Neighbors.
Had a 4K Fire Stick that he wasn't using, so he gave it to me, and we programmed it up the other day, and it's fucking awesome.
That's like 3 more Ks than what you had.
That's 4 more Ks than what I had.
Don't go up to the next
K. At least
K
one of those Ks is special.
Yeah. I already have a headache.
Copyright infringement. You're busted.
So the big news on the way in tonight, Lindy Ruff is the new head coach of the Buffalo Sabres.
That wasn't the big news.
What's the big news?
Zach Wilson to Denver.
That wasn't the big news.
What's the big news?
Tony Pegula's selling everything. That's the big news.
It's a fire sale.
Yeah.
I find it funny, the amount he's selling the Buffalo Bills for, the 25% part, is exactly, he's selling a minority interest in the Buffalo Bills.
What he paid for it.
Is exactly what he owes the state for the stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
$300 million, please. Yeah, I wish if I won the Powerball, I would totally, like, do that.
That's buy just the first. Don't you think that's the first step? Because he's selling the Sabres, too, right?
The official statement is a minority interest in the Buffalo Bills, and he wants to sell the Rochester Nighthawks completely. But according to him, nothing else is for sale.
I heard the Sabres were already sold, except it's got to go through...
The league.
Yeah, the league has to approve it to make sure you're not some grimy person.
I thought the Nighthawks didn't exist anymore.
Yeah, they still exist.
Do they?
Yep.
Well, in the words of the Loonies, I got 5 on it.
So, yeah, here's what happened.
You just blocked Rochester. See, that's why you...
So, there was the Rochester Nighthawks, and when Pegula bought them, he bought the naming rights, and the team moved elsewhere, new team formed in the meantime. Right.
But he still owns...
Feedback.
Because he bought the Americans, but he did not buy the Nighthawks, because the league wouldn't let him because he owned the Bandits already.
He owns both teams, man.
But for something, yeah, that's
they, loophole. He's rich.
Right. That's true. Yeah.
Loophole. He's
different
rich.
Corporation. Kim owns one.
That's probably how they did it. Yeah. And now they have to. He has to divest himself because she can no longer own anything.
That's right.
She's medically unable.
You don't know that.
He's his got a daughter says something about she has. She had cardiac arrest, like Damar Hamlin did, and now she has aphasia.
Ooh, that's what Bruce Willis has.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's like the frontal temporal dementia.
Yeah, she can no longer speak. So
yeah.
Aww. Yeah. That's really.
Yeah.
That's like fast, right? Because she seemed healthy, healthy, healthy.
I know.
And all
very, very well, fast.
That's like, unfortunate.
Bruce Willis was healthy when he got diagnosed, and then all of a sudden, within 6 months, it was just
and
near
now it's
downhill.
Really downhill now.
Yeah, it's really bad.
The fact that Demi Moore is visiting
it's
him
Demi.
Daily.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Say it right.
Dude, they have children together. I mean...
Right.
Well, you know, he finally doesn't argue with her. So she's around all the time.
Yes.
I wonder if Sybil Shepherd drops in.
I love me some Sybil Shepherd from Moonlighting.
I love that show.
It's a great show.
I love that
re-watching
show.
Moonlighting, so and I don't know how.
It's how is it? Where is it?
I'm in Hulu. I'm in the middle of the second season, and Tammy cut through my office the other day and goes, "You're watching Moonlighting?" I'm like, "You know, I am, and I don't know why. I watched it back in the 80s. And I just kind of fell into it.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
So I'm watching Moonlighting.
I don't know.
And I think
I kind of had a thing for Sybil Shepherd.
No, me too. Back then,
I never,
but I remember when
she's okay.
When they were talking about what's the movie, Christmas movie you mentioned last week?
Jingle All the Way.
Die Hard.
We didn't
Die
talk
Hard.
About Christmas
so yeah, he did Die Hard. So when Die Hard,
Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
So but yes, it yes, most it certainly is. It's been proven. So anyways,
I'm gonna go with Rich's argument because. Moneyball's not a baseball movie.
I agree. Moneyball's not a baseball movie.
Howie said,
it's not a Christmas movie.
Howie said, you make a valid argument. By
there
the
you
way.
Go.
So.
Yeah. I am. There you go, Howie. Put that in your menorah and smoke it.
Hey, if I can win Howie over on that argument, I know I'm on solid ground.
Yeah, what, that Die Hard's not a Christmas
been
movie?
He's about that
he
for a
says,
long time.
First of all, he says that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
So does Bruce Willis.
But he will give that up with the argument that Rich made about Moneyball.
If Moneyball isn't a baseball movie, then Die Hard
Never
isn't
seen
a Christmas
it.
Movie. It's basically...
Where the Oakland A's try to make a team
it's
with...
It's computer nerds.
Yeah.
What yeah, it's a movie about analytics that happens to have baseball in it.
The fat, skinny guy. Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
fat, skinny guy.
They, no. Please don't talk about
they use data analytics to,
the guy with
to
two arms
hack
and two legs.
A baseball team
oh,
to being, you know, competitive with yeah. shitty players.
Can he use that same technology and analytics to make the Buffalo Sabres not suck?
No. They're not
that's
nerdy.
Probably in their contract.
Not nerdy enough.
Then it'd be fracking ball.
You know, speaking of fat, skinny guys, our fearless leader over here is on a dramatic weight loss rampage right now.
Trying.
He's getting it. He's doing, what are you on, P92?
P90X.
All right, so P90X, he's crushing it.
Down 8 pounds.
8 pounds, he's getting fit and trim. Good for you. Guys,
it's the water. And no soda at all.
Yeah, the soda will get you. It's always a killer.
And aside from the shots, I should have brought the peach crown back.
No, I'm done drinking with you guys.
I did not feel well Tuesday.
Really?
As a result, yeah.
How many shots did you
have? Three.
That's what I had.
But I had three beers, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah. I just stick to beer.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
Yeah. Beer most of the time. If I start drinking hard liquor, you know, like scotch or a really good whiskey, then that's what I stick with, you know, pretty much the whole day. I don't generally
24 hours.
Well, not 24 hours. But like, you know, when it's like sausage and pierogi making day at my buddy's house, we all get together and do that. That's like a 12-hour day. Mm.
The
so
best pierogi.
It's a lot of sausage.
The best sausages that they make are the ones they scrape up off the floor, like at the Salins factory.
Oh,
and the Wardinsky factory. Unfortunately, I've been there both times, both places.
Do you remember when you just do bar mat? Was it called bar mat shots? I used to do that at Briani's all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're pouring the drinks and things are spilling into that black bar mat with the louvers in it, then we would go through and then we would tell, like, if people were being stupid, I'd be like, oh, bar mat shot. You know, so I would just pick this thing up, put it in a shot glass, and they had to drink it.
Oh,
no.
Donkey juice will make you spit.
Oh, yeah. This was just it was just, I mean, it was all booze, but had every mix of everything in there. It'd be tea and soda and I don't know, cocaine. I don't know.
Cocaine. Hey, don't waste that.
Yeah.
What kind of parties were you having?
Just kidding. That was for humor, okay, before anybody starts making phone calls. Just designed to make you have just like a...
Oh, come on. It was the 80s. Everybody had coke.
No, that was the 70s.
The cocaine 70s?
Yeah, wasn't that?
I think that it's never really gone out of style. The bills in the 90s.
Did you read about it?
I did. I'm pretty sure the Buffalo Bills.
The 90s, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Danny Gare.
I could not
I'm fairly certain the Dallas Cowboys were riding that train, too.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, in the 90s?
I think they all were.
They all were.
Were they doing it enough to lose your helmet the first play of the game?
All the top athletes. Wasn't Daryl Strawberry doing it right on the mound?
That was the mound.
Yeah. Why's the pitcher's mound white?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why is he snorting the 30-yard line?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, Danny Gare.
Did you introduce everyone?
I did.
Okay.
Danny Gare got traded because he liked to dance a little bit too much with that.
Yeah?
Yep.
Good for him.
I think it was just part of life then.
He used to dance with the devil in the pale moonlight.
Yes.
What's that from?
Batman, 1989.
Yeah, what's up?
I still remember that guy's face. Like, he had, like, this really dramatic face, and with the lighting they used, it, like, really amplified his features. So that's just one of the scenes in the movies that just
memorable,
stuck with you as a kid, because I was 10 when that fucking came out.
Mm-hmm. My wife was gone away all week last week. She went to Washington, D.C. I thought, oh, I'm going to be able to play Minecraft. I'm going to be able to do this. You know what I did? I shuttled kids around. I did dishes. I did laundry. It's hard being a single parent sometimes.
Who are you telling?
And I realized how much stuff my wife does, and I need to pick it up.
Yeah, well, she's been telling you that for a couple years now.
I'm way better than I used to be, actually.
That's good.
I did mow the lawn today twice. I had to mow the front yard with the highest setting, and then I mowed over it again the second time, and I probably should have mowed over it a third time, but I noticed on the second time that I need to resharpen my blade because it's not cutting evenly. But then I went and raked the whole yard because it looked like a hay field.
That's how I did mine today. And the new grass that I planted ever since I did all that work in the back.
It grows like crazy, right?
It was knee high.
Yep.
Knee high on normal people. It was thigh high on me.
We got more rain coming tomorrow, so.
Is it?
That's why I wanted to get it done.
Unfortunately, tomorrow evening, so.
I had my guys here to roll the lawn.
I can do it during the day.
I'm like, yeah. Don't come.
You got to give me a number for some lawn rolling.
I got it.
Nobody ever does it.
Nobody rolls grass anymore?
No. Everyone vapes it? Does it. Yeah.
I got it. I got the guys.
Brother-in-law does it.
No, he doesn't. Not anymore.
He used to.
Not anymore.
Give me your address.
Whose brother-in-law?
His brother-in-law.
Oh, okay. I might know a guy.
Brother-in-law-in-law.
I might know a guy. I'll call you tomorrow.
Everybody give me the numbers.
Well, because if he's going to come up to do mine, I can do yours at the same time. Yeah, he's coming in from Middleport. So.
Because if I call six, one might show up.
Yeah. There you go. Well, then I'm not going to step on any toes.
And he's
Craig
a listener.
Seems pretty assertive.
Oh.
He's a
so
listener.
So he'll give
so.
Me the
listener. Yeah.
And I asked him during the pandemic if he was an essential worker because he makes bison chip dip. And he is an essential worker.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
I wonder if he can actually
How's
get me
life going without that.
Exactly.
Can he get me into some kind of blue cheese manufacturing and get me into?
I don't know. He just fills the empty containers, and he'll tell you that the Tops. Yeah, I know.
That's not a bad idea.
The Tops brand
is made by them.
Yeah, all they do is they just change There's not even a change in the recipe.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
They'll have like 1,000 bison containers go by, and all of a sudden they'll put 500 Tops containers in, and there's no change in what's coming out of the. So it's exactly the same.
And that, ladies and gentlemen,
is how they get you. Yes.
And always have.
Yes.
You're right.
Well, that's how it is, like with the Perry's ice cream, right? They pack for a lot of people.
Right.
So it's the same thing. They just change the carton.
I think they do Tops.
Rocky Mountain Raspberry, and then here's Raspberry Rhapsody. You know, that's all it is. They change it, and it's the same thing.
Perry's has a flavor they don't do every year, but when they do it, I try to get it. It's called White Lightning. It's dark chocolate with white mint through it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I know you can't eat mint, but oh, my God.
They had a Buffalo Sabres one. It was like a dark chocolate with a raspberry swirl in there. It was like, or what was it called? It started with the Sabres, but then.
The dark chocolate with a raspberry?
Yeah. Oh, but then it turned out it was like Queen of Hearts now or something like that.
It's so good, too.
It's stupid. You can't even.
I asked the Schwann's.
You don't even taste it. You just shove it in your face.
Did you ever have Mr. Mickley?
Yeah.
He told a story about how he used to work in a factory where they made saw blades, like
Oldham Saw and Steel. They're out in out in
and
Burt.
He said
right across from the Burt Hotel.
They would make circular saw blades, and they would literally stop the machine, take the stamper off, flip it over to the other brand, and put it back in place, and then turn the machine back on and set it running again.
Oh yeah.
They would kick out three or four different brands that way.
Yeah.
It was all exactly the same.
Yeah, there's no difference.
And he who's got the best marketing gets the most money, right?
Right. That's like, do you know Oreo or do you know Hydrox? We've had this discussion before.
Yes, and I still never bought a Hydrox. I'm never out, and when I'm out, I don't think about it because I make it.
Hydrox are actually the original.
That's
yes,
what you guys
Oreo
are saying.
Is a ripoff.
I need to, but that's why I don't even go down the cookie aisle. I'm like, oh, cookie aisle, and I just walk by it. I'm like, I'm not going to go down there. And I say that because I'm like, oh, like you, I'm trying to go through and lose weight and do all this good stuff. And I've been working out a lot. But yesterday I was like, oh, I'll take my mom out. She's been wanting to go. And we were complaining about, it's just cold. And I said, Mom, that's because we haven't been out and ventured out. We got to go get a hot dog and then maybe get an ice cream. So we stopped at Ted's. And I'm like, all right, I've been eating good, but I could use a foot long. So got, you know, a couple foot long hot dogs, one
that's
for her, one
said.
For me. And then a regular fry, regular onion ring, and like unsweetened tea I got, you know. So, you know, your belly's all full with that. And I'm like, oh, man, I just ate all this crap. Now I really got to hit it again like tomorrow. I'm not going to eat any more crap tonight. And then a friend of mine showed up with a lock last night. Hey, what's in the box? So I shoved two slices of pizza in my pie hole and a couple of drinks. I'm like, man, this was just... And now I got a headache all day today from just eating so much salty crap.
You know? I had a similar thing happen yesterday. We went out to eat. We took my daughter, number three, out to SUNY Brockport. She was part of the scholarship. There was a ceremony for people who got scholarships from there. And they had an overnight stay so they could see how the school worked and all that stuff. So after dropping her off, we stopped at a restaurant that we are acquainted with the owner, and I asked for a half-pound cheeseburger and fries. So this thing comes out, and it's a double cheeseburger. And I thought, oh, when I see it coming, and it's a double, I think, oh, they're probably just quarter-pounders, quarter-pounder panties they got out of, you know, the freezer. They're already pre-made. No. It was probably three-quarters of a pound of fucking beef.
Nice.
Because he was like, hey, what's going on, you know?
Oh, you can't go wrong with those.
No. It was cooked perfectly.
And you know what? And even during the week, I went protein. I speaking of burgers, I did the smash burgers. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna make two, but they were the double burgers. And I'm like, I'm just gonna go through and just. So I put it on there. I'm like, well, then I happen to stumble onto some Canadian bacon, so threw that on there.
Oh,
I'm like, hey, what are those mushrooms? So sautéed some mushrooms up, and I'm like, well, I don't know. What am I gonna mix with it? Oh, was that bacon fat? You know. So I scooped some of that on there, and then I put all of that in the fresh rolls that I got from the chef that makes them over at my school. So I put some of his rolls on there, and I was gonna take a picture of it. And I was like, you know what? I don't even want to take a picture because I'm gonna send it to you guys. And I'm like, I don't even want to admit to this, you know. But I ate one, and I'm like, all right. And I was not a pig then, but that's really what I ate all day. But it was honest to God. You know when you're just when you're ready to eat something and you're in the mood for exactly what you made and you're just not mindlessly eating?
Right.
This thing was unbelievable. This was so good. And then a friend of mine came over with his dog so they could play. And then I was like, here, just take the burger. Take the burger. He's like, oh, my God, it looks so good. But he was in drinking mode. He's like, I'll take it home. And he didn't, so I had it for breakfast. So look at eating like crap. But then,
I did cheat a little bit this week because I had bacon. You can have some
not
bacon.
Cheating.
Yeah, but
cannibalism is wrong.
I'll eat like my wife will get it in 1/2 pound increments from the
butcher
shop, and I cook the whole thing.
Of course,
3 or 4 pieces is fine. 9 is probably not so good.
Yeah, but how do you eat 3? Like, I don't understand how people can eat 3 pieces of bacon. Like,
it's
it just
impossible.
Does. Yeah, I mean, call it a day. Put the pound of bacon on there, eat it, put it in your face, and
dude, we put it in the air fryer. It was perfectly crisp.
Mm.
Oh, it was so good.
I'll tell you what, the best way to cook bacon, though, a lot of people still say, but if you put bacon on, like, a steel pan and then just raw, and then put it in the oven, and then turn the oven on to 400 degrees. So now that bacon is going to render, and it's going to get warm with the oven, so it lays flat and stays crispy. A lot of times people go through, and they put it in when it's hot, and it starts to shrivel up because it's too hot.
Right.
But if you put it in that way, it just goes up to temperature with the oven. It stays and lays flat, and then it comes out beautiful and crispy.
I like
that
putting
in there for like
it on
12
the
minutes.
Grill, but you got to be super careful because
The
bacon grease will start a flash fire.
Oh.
So you got to be very, very careful when you do it.
Speaking of flash fire...
Uh-oh.
Guess who set the fire alarm off again at work.
On purpose?
No, it's just aggravating. I told him.
Was
so
it
now
something worthwhile this time? No,
well, yeah, me. I had like a big, huge steak for the, so the guys that did stuff for my cars and stuff. So I made a nice, delicious shrimp Alfredo, and then I had this big, huge sirloin. So it looks like a Fred Flintstone steak.
Right.
So I don't have a grill in my room or anything. So I just put it in there, and I had everything ready just for the steak, and I put it on broil. So I'm just broiling this stuff with a little bit of oil and salt and pepper and stuff. So all of a sudden now, it just I can see it start smoking. But it's not even cooked. It's just like some of the oil going off. And I'm looking. I was like, son of a crap. So I take it out. I'm like, I'm going to go right in the other kitchen with it because they got the exhaust fans, and I'm going to be safe. So now I go through, and then all of a sudden.
He walks right by the smoke detector.
No, the smoke detector's right above the stove. So then all of a sudden, and all the kids just left. And then like 5 minutes after they leave, the smoke alarm goes off. So it starts beep, beep, beep. So I go out again. I said, it's just me again. So they're like, are you serious?
Do they still call the fire department?
They did not call the. I think the fire department called and they said, no, it's just Alan. So now they call me Fire Marshal Al. You know, hey, Fire Marshal Al, what are you doing?
Let me show you something.
Yeah. And I'm like, I said, you're not for nothing. I said, it's a little aggravating because I'm not burning stuff. You know, I need better ventilation in here. Like, we've got no ventilation. There's no reason a smoke alarm should be going off right now for this. Like, you can't, there's nothing smoking.
And what was the response to that?
Stop burning stuff.
Last time was popcorn, though, right? What?
Yeah, it's two popcorn kernels that didn't even.
Speaking of Spaceballs, did you see? He's 97 years old, Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks, yeah.
And he said that, oh, who the fuck was it? Rick Moranis cost him more money than anybody else while he was filming Spaceballs because he would just riff and the cast would break up.
They would just break and laugh.
They had to do like 30 takes.
Yeah. I tell you what, I loved Rick Moranis. I thought he was funny. And Spaceballs, I loved him in My Blue Heaven.
Yeah.
The Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, I liked those. Like the first one, I really
first
and second.
I had no idea that the part where he comes and goes, God, how do people breathe in these things, was ad-libbed.
Is it?
Yeah. He was a funny guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then he left Hollywood.
Well, it's because
his wife got cancer
and died, and he left Hollywood to raise his kids.
He said he made enough money to go through and do that, and there were people that obviously wanted him back. I think if he came back, he'd be welcome with open arms.
I think he was talking about coming back a couple years ago.
He's the Keymaster, so he's got to come back.
He did a couple of things.
There's a new Ghostbusters out.
I know he's not in it, though.
I know. Some of the kids came in like, oh, my God, it was great. Is it with the kids again?
Yes.
So yeah, that's going to be the new franchise then with the kids?
Yeah, and the first one was fantastic.
What a great movie.
Oh, the 2021 one?
Yeah, not the girls.
Lady went in 2016. That sucked.
That was terrible.
That was.
And it wasn't for lack of talent in the cast. It was just a bad director.
It was a bad script.
Yeah.
Like, it literally just sucked. Rick Moranis. It'd be nice if he came back and...
Get him and Sigourney back in it again. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Little Giants is great.
Little Giants was another good one.
You know,
and Little Shop of Horrors. Let's not forget that.
Yep. What's his face? Oh, shit. I just fucking forgot. Oh, Pauly Shore. He wants to do a...
Richard Simmons.
A Richard Simmons movie.
It's already done. It's in post-production.
With Pauly Shore as Richard Simmons?
Yes.
And originally, Richard Simmons didn't want to be part of it. I think Pauly talked to him and...
Talked him into it.
Did he finally get permission?
Yes.
Okay.
He doesn't need it, but it's good for him.
Yeah, not permission, but just a blessing, right?
Yeah.
There's my blessing.
I hadn't heard anything about this. Richard Simmons went into like reclusion years
ago. If you look up Pauly Shore as Richard Simmons, there's a great fucking trailer already.
I can already see the resemblance in my head.
It is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Did he shave the front of his head and then grow it back?
I didn't think he had to.
Dear God.
Man.
So what do you think about Ruff, as in the Lindy style?
We're going to retread a president. We might as well retread a fucking hockey coach.
Here's what I say. There is no president of hockey operations, so there's no buffer between Kevin Adams and ownership. So ownership's got their thumb right on Kevin Adams. I think he's a good general manager with his hands tied. What they should have done is given Lindy the title of president of hockey operations to act as that buffer between Kevin and the Pagulas.
The family had a lot of buffers.
Right. And then brought
buffer,
in like
hell, I damn near killed
Craig Berube as coach.
I really wanted Rod Brind'Amour.
Brind'Amour would have been good. Do you know who's petitioning to be readmitted to the league? Joel Quenneville.
He should never be allowed back in the league.
I'm not sure he should be.
Not after what
the hell did he do?
That was that hazing thing in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
There's no room for that. There's no room for that in hockey.
Well, who was the dude who used to be the Greg in the NFL. Greg
Louganis.
No, not Greg Louganis.
Greg, he coached the Bills.
Yeah, he was with the Saints when he got busted for the...
Greg with two G's. Or three G's, sorry.
Right. I don't remember his name.
Can't remember.
Gregor.
I've tried to block him, and now it's you're like trying to make me remember.
Greg that. Williams.
Williams, sure.
That was going
to
be my second
Yeah, he
guess.
Was the Bills coach, and then he went to the Saints, and there was...
Greg Brady.
Yeah, that's what I bet my first.
They were trying to... They were putting... it depended on how bad you hurt the person, they were giving bounties, right?
Right. Yeah, he put a bounty out, and I don't remember who it was. You know, it's been happening for generations.
Yeah, but he just was stupid enough to make it go public.
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
Dummies.
I'm not sure how I feel about Lindy Ruff being the coach, though. Everyone's talking about, oh, yeah, we get back to the heydays of the 90s. Listen, the players today, 35 years later, are not the same type of players there are today.
No.
That style isn't going to work for a lot of these kids who are coming into the NHL. Oh, don't yell at me.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And I think Jack Eichel is a perfect example of that. He was a whiny bitch.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
That did never leave popularity, I guess, because...
That's him?
That's the rumor.
Jack?
Yeah.
I heard 1,500 a week.
At least.
Really? You think he'd have a little more energy to play the game, then? Don't they do randoms? And
he already put a period in between the sheets.
Now. When is the new season of Shoresy coming out?
I don't know.
Well, let's look it up.
It's more fun to conjecture. I think it's coming out now. Right now. Let's look.
Right now? Shoresy season 3 beginning filming this week, and that was November of 2023.
That's what I said. It's starting right now.
Right. And season 3 has wrapped up December 17th. So they spent a month shooting Shoresy.
Doesn't seem like that's long enough. Well, they only do like 6 episodes.
6 episodes. Yeah, yep.
And what I'm reading is that they just finished shooting the hockey scenes for season 3. Oh, that's old. Maybe they have. Do they have a date when it's going to drop?
June or July 2024.
Drop it like it's hot.
That's what I'm seeing on IMDb.
Like, I don't have anything better to do during the summer.
Than watch hockey?
Than watch Shoresy.
Fake hockey.
Those guys all know how to play hockey, though, because Jared Kiso played semi-pro.
But they're not. They're just acting like hockey players.
But he knows how to be a hockey player.
Maybe. He knows how to act like one.
We can throw some skates on you. Let's go out
that won't last
to the
long.
Rink. No? You can ice skate.
According to who?
You don't know how to ice skate?
Are you?
I remember when you. I remember when
me?
You skateboarded.
You pretty
so
confident that you knew.
I'm pretty
that
sure
I could
that you
that.
Can ice skate.
And you didn't bother like gathering that.
I'm pretty sure you can ice skate. Maybe not hockey ice skate, but you can ice skate. You can get up and down the ice.
On a toboggan or a sled.
No skates?
No.
You can skate.
Yeah.
I thought so.
A little bit. It's been a while.
Alan with a Y, you can skate.
I got skates, and I can. The skating part isn't the tough part. It's the stopping that is challenging for me.
Just turn your legs.
Like, I slam right into the boards. That's how I stop.
Like, what was that movie? Like, what was that movie with
all
the...
You, do is you rotate your hips out, and you kick out your heels.
That's right. Well, that's all you have to do.
Yeah, I really wish I could do that, because I think that looks so amazing, and I just can't.
Anybody can do it.
Well, the hard part is, if you don't use your heels, you use too much towards the ball of your foot, you're going to break your ankle. You got to make sure you have just... Yeah. You got to stay back on your heels a little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
I prefer to keep my knives in my pocket rather than on the bottom of my shoes.
What about Vinny? Can you ice skate?
No.
No?
He's from Texas. They don't have ice down there.
They have great hockey arena down there.
Shh.
No. Don't scream.
It's Texas. It's too hot.
I love their too arena, actually. It's a really nice arena.
Oh, Reunion.
American Airlines. That's what it was last time I was there.
Yeah. Well, I grew up with it being Reunion Arena, and then it was renamed American Airlines Center because that's where the Dallas Mavericks and the Dallas Stars play.
Yep.
The Dallas Sidekicks, I believe, used to play there, too, our indoor soccer team, when that was a professional thing.
It's a great, it's a nice arena.
Did they ever play the Stampede?
Oh, that would have been cool.
Did they ever play the Stampede?
I don't remember.
Stampede?
Or the Rough Riders?
What was the name of that soccer team?
The Dallas Sidekicks. That was the indoor soccer team. We had big stars like Tattoo and David Doyle. Those were
the plane, the ball, the ball.
I actually have a soccer ball with. I have a soccer ball with all their autographs. Tattoo, David Doyle,
Ricardo de Montalban.
No.
Con.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing.
I have some sports news for you right here. Caitlin Clark sold more jerseys in one day than the Dallas Cowboys sold all of last year for their entire team. Did you know that?
I've read that too.
Yeah.
I looked it up. I researched to see whether it was true or not. It is.
Okay.
She's amazing, and too many people are putting her down.
What? I'm like, why would they even put her down? Is it just haters being stupid?
Who is this?
And she's like the best young woman in college basketball that just went number one in the women's NBA draft.
Ah, okay. That's why I haven't heard of her. WNBA.
Well, the thing is now the big thing is oh, well, she's all great and she's awesome. You need to pay her as much as the men. Mm-hmm. The problem is the women's NBA is subsidized by the NBA. So the men's league gives the women's league $60 million to function. And that's why a lot of these women make, you know, I think the league averages, what, $75,000, $80,000 a year?
I think the top is $80,000.
Yeah, she's making league minimum in the NFL.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is they're all like, well, you need to pay them. And it's like, well, why don't you buy their jerseys or buy their tickets?
It's the first time you bought the jerseys in mass. Now we can afford to pay her. Till then, we weren't doing shit.
And it's like, you can't give them millions upon millions of dollars because they're not subsidized like that. You have to buy the products and sell the tickets. And
I'll tell you this, between watching the men's tournament this year and the women's tournament this year, the women's was more exciting. They played a more technically proficient game than the men did. So I don't know what the big deal is about the men playing. They play slop basketball.
Well, the whole traveling thing. Have you seen this whole thing about traveling? Like, if they did this shit back in the early 90s and the late 80s, they'd have been called every single fucking time. But when you watch a guy
LeBron
go
LeBron James would have 4 points a fucking game if he had to follow the rules.
Oh, my God. Because he'll be at the top of the key, and he'll friggin' jump to the left again, do a fake jump shot, where his feet come off the ground, and then jump to the left again and be almost over there on the sideline, then shoot and score. And they're like, yep, that's fine.
I watch him one game pivot on his left foot, stop, dribble again, and then pivot on his right foot. I'm like, dude, you can't do that.
They just let him get away with
it.
Like, it's double dribble, and the travel is rampant in the NBA.
Sports Illustrated had a picture when Zion Williamson was the number one pick, was he at Duke, right?
I think so.
They had a picture, the future of the NBA, and they show him dribbling the ball down the court, and his hand is under the ball as he's dribbling.
Oh, that's like, overpalm.
Dude, you're carrying the ball. You're not playing. They do it all the time. And I see the kids at the Y. They're pulling the hand. Once it goes under the equator, man, you're fouling. It's bad. But no one ever stops them from doing it. They don't learn at an early age, and now they have a bunch of these jamokes up in the NBA doing it professionally and making millions of dollars.
And the kids think they can do it, so they're doing it.
So it's just this vicious cycle.
James Naismith is rolling in his grave. And, I mean, I'm not a basketball fan by any stretch of the means. I don't care for basketball. I never have. But, shit, at least I know the rules.
Right. So then the headline was, the fact of the matter was 4 million people more tuned in to the women's championship than the men's championship. And the headline in all the major sports outlets was 4 million less watch the men.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was a big other way around. It's not going to be that way every year. It's people did watch it because
are you talking
the USC coach, that they ended up winning, right? South Carolina?
Yes.
Right. It was like they were a great story.
Paige Bruckner,
the girl from LSU. Angel Reese.
Yep.
There's a lot of really good storylines.
Right.
In the women's NCAA tournament.
And now they're all going to be in the WNBA.
Right.
So we're talking about college level. We're not talking about the NBA championship versus the women's NBA championship.
No, this was the NCAA men versus women.
See, now they can get paid with endorsements and shit now.
Yeah, the NIL, right?
That whatever. But when you're talking about the two professional leagues, which is where everybody's saying the big ass disparity is at, the women's league is subsidized by the men's. I believe it's $60 million a year. And they don't sell enough jerseys and they don't sell enough tickets. And if you watch some of their games, it's like 15 minutes or it's 12 minutes into the first quarter and the score is like 1-4.
Even what the scores are, I think ultimately it boils down to money. You're right. That's where the dollars and cents are what pays people. And if they don't have the viewership or they don't have the money coming in, it's hard to get that. If they start bringing in $1 billion, then, yeah, share the wealth.
Well, absolutely. And that's the way it would be is if, you know, their events were like pay-per-view and people were tuning into it or, if they were selling, you know, merchandise and they were selling out stadiums and things like that, sure, then they can get paid that way. Like, I like women's soccer more than I like watching men's soccer, but it's not quite as big as men's soccer.
Okay, so the WNBA, when it first started, was subsidized by an NBA team. That is no longer the case and hasn't been for 3 or 4 years. Private interest in owning a team in the WNBA is at an all-time high. Last year, there was an influx of $75 million of new capital, exclusive of any subsidization by anybody, which they say the NBA no longer does. So that's okay. A positive move.
Well, that would be a positive move. But look at how much money the NBA generates compared to how much the women's NBA generates, and there's where your big right. pay disparity comes from.
And they're still getting the same percentage of the gate and all that stuff. And the players do.
Yeah, and it's like, I can't pay you with money I don't have that we didn't fucking make.
It would be better if we got off our egotistical rides saying that women can't play sports and actually watch them play sports, because a lot of times they're really, really good.
I'm not arguing with you on that. And I don't, for me, it has nothing to do with ego. It has to do with viewership and right. merchandising sales.
But
and
I'm saying collectively,
sales.
If we got off our high horses that only the men can play sports, I don't mean us individually, because I don't think that.
Speaking for yourself.
Maybe.
No. A few years ago, maybe me, but.
I mean, I'll watch women's soccer over men's right. soccer any day. I'll definitely watch women's beach volleyball, because that's awesome. I'll watch softball, you know, college softball, because I like women's softball.
I like watching
I like
women's
their pants.
Softball.
Me too.
Not for anything that, not for because of any outfits or anything that they're wearing, but women's fast pitch softball, those pitchers, what the fuck, man?
No, it's amazing
yeah,
watching
they're incredible.
Them. It's
they're-
amazing watching them pitch, because you're like, how, no. Because they, imagine if they did that and they had your ass strapped to a chair and they launched one of those at your fucking nuts.
Dude, if I try to throw a ball like over. That, if I try to throw a ball like that, it either hit the dirt 5 feet in front of me or I'd sail it over the backstop.
That or I'd throw my fucking shoulder out.
Right.
I'm like, what the shit, you know? Like, it's awesome, and it's a talent that they've been developing for years. So, you know, I thought they were going to come out with a women's professional football league. Didn't I? Wasn't there something about
there
that?
There was. There was the lingerie league several
I'm
years
not,
ago.
I'm not yeah. talking about the lingerie league.
I don't know if there's been a...
Was it going to be just a flag football? But that wasn't lingerie.
No, that's the NFL. You can't
Pornhub
fucking,
had a thing going for a while.
You can't tackle anymore. Football. You got to bring them fucking, you know, a lazy boy chair and...
Glass of wine.
Yeah.
Hey, you thinking about tackling
you? You know, play some fucking Wham! Careless Whisper in the background. You know.
Gonna hit
you.
Women's Football Alliance is a semi-pro, full-contact women's American football league that began play in 2009. It is the largest 11-on-11 football league for women in the world.
I would fucking watch that, I think. I would give it a look. If they were to ever broadcast that, like, I would tune in, you know, to watch it and see it.
So there are... there are three divisions, and there are a ton of fucking teams. Pittsburgh Passion, that's probably the closest one to us in the top league. Dallas has one, the Dallas Elite Mustangs. Arlington has the Arlington Impact, Arlington, Texas.
What?
Yeah. The Arlington Implants? What?
Right, exactly. So then in Division Two, the closest would probably be the Columbus Chaos.
Their closest competitors is the Houston Hot Flashes.
They're premenopausal. Is that what you're getting at?
Then in
it's Texas, so it's hot.
In the Division Three, either Harrisburg or I guess Troy would be closer. It's oh wait, no. There's Rochester, New York, the Upstate Lady Predators.
Ooh.
Sounds like Cougars.
Cougars, yeah.
That was the name they went with, and then realized they had to change it.
Like, whoops.
People are going to make fun of us. Let's change it to something different.
The Boston Renegades have won the last 5 championships, and they've been in the last
their
6.
Their quarterback's Tom Brady and drag.
Yeah. Fucking Megatron's running around out there in a wig.
I identify as a woman.
Yeah. They have Terry 5 Crews championships since 2015.
But if they were to televise those games, like if they were to ever get like even a regional market, right? I would watch that. It's just football, right? We watch football because we like to see people get fucking run over.
But it's got
to
be somewhere.
It'll
right?
be on ESPN, the double ocho.
That's it. Or would they have it on like...
oh, it'll be on ESPN, double D.
That's oh. why, see?
There you go. But you put that on, and you got women running around in shoulder pads, creaming other women. You know, it's just a huge pile of women out there in the fucking middle of a football field.
Getting all like, creamy.
Is there a trophy, the D cup?
Oh, my God. Okay, you so all those cups? Numbers that we got.
I don't agree with you guys objectifying women that way.
Oh, my God.
I looked at you like, I can't believe you said that.
In the famous words of Jack Nicholson, Jack Nicholas, come on, don't be a bitch.
Carol the waitress, meet. And I'm not going to see the other line.
There are some, I've never heard of Women's Sports Network.
See, it would have to be on that.
For the Fans Network. Let's see, the Dallas one is, okay, this is a Houston one, Town Square Television.
I believe it's pronounced Houston. Is it on the Telemundo?
Yeah, the quarterback for the Boston Renegades is Tomasina.
Tomasina Brady?
Told you!
That's a huge bitch.
That's where Bill Belichick can get a job.
Just coach some women.
Did you see where Robert Kraft called...
Arthur Blank.
Arthur Blank said, don't trust him. Yep. He's a dick.
I heard the don't trust him part. I think you added the dick part.
No, he's don't trust him. He's arrogant. He's untrustworthy.
Well, yeah. I mean, look what he did to the Jets to take the Patriots job.
Yeah, fucked them over.
I mean.
And they're still recovering.
Yeah.
Who, Belichick?
The Jets.
The Jets.
What happened with that?
He accepted a job with the Jets.
Yeah, he got hired as their head coach, and he stepped down. They had a news conference to announce him as the head coach, and he stepped down as the head coach of the New York
Nobody
Jets.
Knew. Nobody knew he was stepping down. He just surprised them for the – it was supposed to – here's our new coach.
So before he even got to coach a practice,
yeah,
he stepped down. When was this? What year was this?
It would have been like 93, 94,
yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Mm.
No, happened later. Maybe like 90s.
Huh. And so
it was the mid to late 90s.
So how did that hurt them? Did they pay him a shit ton of money or something?
No, they just fucked him over. Like
January 4th, 2000.
Oh, it was 2000?
He was introduced as the head coach on January 4th. Instead of actually taking the job, he said, I resign as head coach
Bill
of the
Parcells.
New York Jets.
Stepped down as head coach.
He wrote it on a napkin.
Yeah, he recommended Bill Belichick to take his position.
Mm.
So they hired Bill Belichick.
And where was Bill at the time?
He was his...
He got fired from Cleveland,
coordinator,
right?
Yeah. Oh,
very peculiar.
Question is would Belichick have been as good had he not had Tom Brady as quarterback?
No.
We've established that. Even I know that.
He's proven that everywhere else he's been without Tom Brady.
Even in New England without Tom Brady, I mean,
New England with Thumb. Yep.
Cooper agrees.
Well, that's all that matters.
He just woke up from his. Oh no, he's back down.
All the talent left and went to Florida, and we all saw that happen.
Yeah, and then they won a Super Bowl.
Right. So that's pretty well settled. Speaking of the New York Jets, you hear Aaron Rodgers' new conspiracy?
What?
No, thank you.
He's fucking nuts. He's an asshole.
I thought that's your boy.
That's not a conspiracy.
What's his new? What's the new conspiracy?
How many? Walden will tell you, how long did I bitch about Aaron Rodgers being part of the Packers? A long time.
Except when they were winning.
Yeah.
No. Only because you loved him so much. It was frustrating for
Let's
you.
Hear. I want to hear. What's he saying?
He says that the AIDS epidemic in the 80s was government-sponsored to make Anthony Fauci $350 million.
I thought that was just common knowledge.
Did Fauci get rich during the AIDS epidemic?
No. He was still a government employee during our pandemic. Why would he be making this up? The game plan was made in the 1980s. Basically, create a pandemic with a virus that's going wild. Fauci was given $350 million to come up with drugs, newer repurposed to handle the AIDS epidemic, and all they came up with was bullshit AZT. And if you do even a smidge of research, and I know I'm not an epidemiologist, I'm not a doctor, but I can read and I can look things up just like any normal person. I can do my own research, which is so vilified to even question authority. He posited that AIDS provided the game plan for how Fauci, who handled both health crises, COVID, and medical companies could profit from pandemics. Well, I think we all know they're going to profit from pandemics. That's not a secret.
They're profiting from just everyday existence.
Right.
At record rates.
They're corporations. That's what they're supposed to do.
Create the problem, then fix the problem.
He's got to back this up with facts instead of blathering bullshit.
He said he can look it up like everybody else does.
I'm a millionaire and I'm a celebrity. Trust me.
No.
There you go.
Because he's
like
an
that.
Idiot.
Right. He's an
I'll
idiot.
I'll listen to the scientists, the people who actually do know how to read that stuff and don't know how to throw a football.
I could throw a football good. He is such an asshole.
He is.
Maybe this is the beginning of CTE for him.
Could be.
Or maybe he was just born an asshole and he's been working at it all his life.
I'm sure he didn't have to put in much practice.
Right.
It's just probably a God-given talent.
Exactly.
When you get that kind of money, they bring the opportunities to be an asshole right to you.
Well, he's just a giant sphincter with fucking feet.
I still think it's funny. There was the meme after the eclipse that the eclipse totality had lasted longer than Aaron Rodgers' career with the Jets.
I saw that. And then I loved how people were using the earthquake that happened in New Jersey and the solar eclipse was due to climate change.
They said there's always an earthquake before the solar
I'm
eclipse.
I'm not even shitting you. That made it on a major. Somebody had attributed the solar eclipse and the earthquake to global warming.
All right, so I'm going to throw a wrench into that. We don't get very many earthquakes, and the ones we get are very small, but the earthquakes we get here are absolutely 100% related to climate change because there used to be over a mile thick of ice here, and the land is still rebounding, so it's the rebound earthquakes, and that's climate change. And I'm not saying that it's global warming, but it's climate change because you can't have a mile of ice and then have, you know, the wonderful yards we have now without being a change. So earthquakes, yeah, can be.
I don't know. Generally, it's just tectonic plates shifting.
There's no tectonic plates here. It's the rebound of the ice pressing down the land. Now that the ice is gone, it still rebounds once in a while. So that's the type of earthquakes we get here.
So you're just saying it's a nerve twitching.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to have to do some research on that one.
Yep.
Just ask Aaron Rodgers. I'll tell you. He agrees with
that. It's the problem with Aaron Rodgers, he would tell us this, the Morlocks and Eloys, and then we'd all be fucked.
So it's climate change from a million years ago.
Yeah,
we are on a pretty big fault line, though, aren't we?
Whatever. Yes.
Yeah,
so does that have anything to do with it?
Rarely. It's an inactive fault.
But then the other part that got me, though, was when it was like, oh, the solar eclipse, that was caused by climate change. Yeah. I'm surprised
that we actually saw a total eclipse because with the Earth being flat, it should just be a line across the sun.
Exactly.
Right, Rich?
Fucking flat earthers.
If you're going to steal jokes, don't steal them from Neil deGrasse Tyson, okay?
Is that who that first
knows that Neil deGrasse Tyson posted it?
He's a hack.
No, he's not. He's a fucking genius.
Come on the show and tell me you're not a hack. You see what I'm doing there?
Yeah. Yeah, fuck that guy. Stephen Hawking could do fucking calculus in his head.
Yes.
Well, I don't think we're going to get him on the show.
The only way we're getting him is with a Ouija board.
We get an emulator, though.
I tell you, we get Michio Kaku.
I'm here to answer your questions.
Oh, my God.
Stephen Hawking called. He said, fuck you.
No, he didn't.
His computer said it.
Guys are going to hell.
Michio Kaku would probably sit down for a podcast.
Michio, what?
Wait, Kaku what?
Who?
Michio Kaku.
He's another prominent
physicist.
Theoretical physicist.
The silver-haired Japanese
man. I think
yes. He's awesome. I love watching him.
Isn't he, though?
Yeah.
I think we should get some Jethro from some redneck town in Orleans County and tell us all about it.
Oh, and I do like Neil deGrasse Tyson, though, just so the fuck.
Because it'd be way more fun. I posted last week that heliocentric conspiracy theorists, so people, non-believers of heliocentrism and flat earthers amuse me.
I don't really follow you.
So people that, never mind.
Only on Saturdays when I post.
He didn't get the reference because he doesn't know what that word means.
Because it's not in the Bible.
Helio what?
It's not in Alan's word pile.
That's not. Did we get the ones down from upstairs?
You could furtively go back upstairs and get in. We won't even know you were gone.
That's true, but we're not all doing P90X, Craig. All right. I was in the gym first thing this morning, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. Grabbed the big boy plates this time for the bench.
Not the plates of wings?
Not the plates of wings. I went there, and I've been hitting it and hitting. I said, you know what? I'm going to throw on the 45s. So I threw two 45s on each side. Then I took 145 off of each side, and then I did it. But I just wanted to get the excitement of putting them on there. So I was like, because nobody's there, you know, just me, just being stupid. But I put the 245s on just to be like, yeah, what's up? And then I just kind of laughed. And then I didn't even try. And then I just pulled the 245 or the 145 off. But I got to tell you, I threw it up pretty good. You know,
what
so
you
I
have
did three
to do
sets of 10.
Is pop, take pop, those pop. Big plates off at the most opportune time. When the hot woman comes in, you start taking off and go, I'm working on my strip set.
Yeah.
So you go down a plate.
Yeah. Now I got to put the 25s
on. She does
on.
Too.
But I do. I feel good with that. I got to just get control, like I say, of the whole the eating thing again, though. You can't just go through and eat crap. What do they say? You can't outwork a diet, a bad diet?
Correct.
No, bad diet will just fuck you every time.
Even though I'm telling you, the cannons are just all got the gun show happening right now. Pow.
We had tacos tonight, and I had two tacos, and I make them pretty thick. And I was like, do I want a third one? The thing is, three is too many, but two is not quite enough. Mm-hmm. And you can't make half tacos.
That's why I make a plate of nachos after my two tacos.
That's right. It's just like Mark. Yeah.
See, I did steak Sammy's tonight. So I got the Costanza rolls and stuff and got them all toasted on the inside. Got some thin steaks and seasoned them up real nice. Threw them on the grill.
Smoke alarm go off?
No, not at all. Did onions and peppers on the stove. Had bunches of different cheeses and all that other shit and friggin' just built some sandwiches. Oh my God, it's fucking fantastic.
Good stuff.
Dude, the steaks were still pink in the middle. Oh, it was fantastic.
Perfect. I did a sirloin steak for myself the other night. It was wonderful. Still pink on the inside. In a crazy, crazy world, it is always refreshing to know that the Leafs will still suck in the playoffs.
Are they losing?
Yeah, they are. And they lost big time the other night.
Yeah.
It was 5-1.
I almost wanted to put money on Washington to win the Stanley Cup. They're 21,000.
They're playing the Rangers, right?
Yeah. It's like plus 21,000 to win the playoffs.
At some point, Ovechkin's got to break out of that slight slump that he's in. And if he does, he's going to go crazy.
Oh, yeah. He's also
38.
Yep. Yeah. So it might not be a slump.
No. Jaromir Jagr, 52 years old, yeah. His first game this season, because he's playing in a European league.
Yeah.
First game, first shift, scores a goal.
There you go.
There's just some, that dude, man, he's a machine.
Somebody posted something. It was
the great one.
Jaromir Jagr. You know how they do like the player interviews and introductions like they do for football players?
Yeah.
So say what, or like the Little League World Series.
Right.
My favorite player is Freddie Freeman. It's Jaromir Jagr. He goes, my name is Jaromir Jagr. I'm from whatever, Czechoslovakia or whatever he's from. And growing up, my favorite player was Jaromir Jagr.
See, that's funny.
So do you think he could still play in the NHL, or is it too fast for
why
him?
Why not? Why wouldn't he be able to?
I think he's still good.
He's not going to get hit.
No.
Might as well let him try.
That's what I think.
How old is he?
52.
He's my age. So
Gordie Howe played until his 50s.
Do it.
Who owns his rights, though? What's the last team he played for? The Rangers?
I have no idea. It would have been so long ago that I'm sure there's no active contract.
Maybe they could make him an offer that he couldn't refuse. Copyright.
Yeah, the Rangers. Flyers. Stars. He played for the Stars.
Fly me to the moon.
Yeah, my guys play tonight.
Bruins. He played for the Devils. He played for the Panthers.
Devils. That's how you say it.
Okay, the last team he played for were the Calgary Flames. And he cleared waivers, so there's nothing.
Yeah. I was going to say, and what year was that?
2018.
Yeah. So he wasn't on a 7-year contract or anything like that.
You can't walk down that. You break stuff.
2023-24 season marked Jagr's 36th consecutive season of professional ice hockey. And in February 2023, he scored his 1,100th professional goal. Jagr said that's the biggest fear regarding retirement is actually meeting his wife.
Golly.
Yeah, it was. They did a ceremony for him in Pittsburgh. He's like, I want to thank my girlfriend, whoever he's married to now. She wasn't old enough to see me play in Pittsburgh.
Well, Gordie Howe played with his
son, yeah,
in Houston. They played for the Houston Arrows. in the World Hockey League, which they should bring that team back. They want to expand the league.
He played with them in Hartford, too.
Hartford, too?
Yeah.
Did Utah get a team?
Yes. The Arizona Phoenix Coyotes.
Or whatever.
Have moved to Utah.
Okay, so they didn't expand. They just moved a team.
Correct.
He's watching.
No, that's you.
No, that was him.
No, that was you.
No, that's the video.
You're going on the Snapchat.
Oh. Why am I... What's that mean?
You're on my snapbook.
Did you take video of me without my consent?
No.
I have a reasonable expectation of privacy inside a private residence.
Send.
Just so you know, consent. It was on the disclaimer. Didn't you see it when you walked in?
I have dozens of followers.
I'm taking your dog.
Dozens.
Yeah, I'm taking you're mine now.
I'm kind of
you're
a big
my
deal.
Dog.
Oh, that won't.
And
be
all his medical issues.
Ginger.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you can't have my vape. No.
He tried the whiskey last week.
Peach Crown.
Yeah, he tried Peach Crown last week, Vinny. The dog did. The first time he was like, "Hey." The second time he was like, "Maybe not."
I don't think he got anything the first time.
Just the smell.
Oh, that's so cute. And then he actually got someone.
Yeah. It caught him off guard.
My parents had a dog who loved beer.
Yeah. My dog loves champagne.
Really?
So every New Year's Eve that we have a party, she gets like a smidge of champagne.
My dad would pour the dregs of the last of the beer out, that very last little bit.
Yeah.
And she'd drink that up.
Look at him. He doesn't get any of that. He feels like he's like, dude, I'm getting cheated.
You don't get this kind of loving at home.
Do any of you have...
He is at home.
camera systems on your house, like security cams?
No.
No? No?
I don't give that information away.
We don't give that information away.
So there's a new home security camera system that will aim paintballs at intruders.
Oh, I heard that.
Oh, yes.
This is the one I want. Yes.
Yeah, that.
But was this in
but
Russia?
But replaced it with potato guns.
Oh, that would be... Oh my God.
All right. We're talking non-lethal weapons, right? Potato gun can be lethal.
Well, if you hit them in the temple.
Don't try to get into my car.
Yeah, this. What did I hear this on? I heard this on, I think, 97.
You know, I could have used that like 10 days ago when a squirrel decided to make a nest in my engine compartment.
Oh, yes. Did you call your insurance company?
They're not going to pay for it. It's an act of nature.
No, it's covered. It's covered. It's an animal claim.
No, I get it.
Was it less than your deductible to fix it?
Yeah. So there's no point.
Right.
But I did get my wiring harness fixed. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I didn't realize there were 14. I had no idea. You just get in your car and you fucking crank it. You never pop the hood. I had 14 wires laying on top of each other that were all fucking exposed. And so when
I could have had a fire.
I could have. So what happens when I hit the ignition switch, I had a 12-volt wire arc to a 5-volt wire, and it fried the sensor in my fucking brake module. Oh. So that's like a $400, well, brand new, it's a $750 part. But I got a brand new brake module put in there now. But now I have to go get it programmed tomorrow. So the brakes and everything work just fine. But like the brakes with the cruise control and all the different drive modes and anything that's affected by brakes, none of that shit works.
That's still got to cost more than your deductible though, isn't it? By the time you get it put in there and then the harness and the fix and then the reprogramming.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, my insurance is going to fucking go up, you know.
Dude, it's going up anyway with the way everything is.
So I'm just paying out of pocket for all of it. It's not terrible. But I'm going tomorrow morning to get it programmed, and that should knock every... Because right now, all the lights on my dashboard, like the brake light, the ABS light, all that shit is on, because the brake module's not programmed.
Oh, everything in my car's on, too.
Check engine light.
But, I had them check the entirety of the system, check the batteries, everything. Everything's fine. Just it fried the sensor on the brake module, and so that was why my brake light was coming on, and it was telling me to check the brake system, because it couldn't, it's the sensor that checks the pressure for the vacuum boost.
Yeah.
You know, and so that wasn't working. So it was like, oh shit, you got to check your fucking brake system. Take it to the fucking dealer. And of course I took it to the dealer and they're like, we have no fucking idea. And so who do I take it to? I just take it to my mechanic whose garage is a fucking hot mess. And he's like, oh yeah, it was this. I just got the wiring diagram, filled this and, did some wire testing here and that and the other. Yeah, this is what the fuck happened. And I'm like, I'll get you a used part, good as new. We'll get that in there. You'll have to take it and get programmed. Okay. Squared me away. Fucking dealership's like, yeah, why don't you get another appointment? Come on back. We don't have time. Right. Like, fuck off.
Isn't that why you had an appointment?
Yeah.
That's.
But they were like, we don't have time to like rip your harness apart and figure everything out and trace everything. And I'm like, you're just trying to get people in and out. You're just a fucking mill. Right. Like, I'll just take it to my fucking mechanic and have him look at the stuff. And if he had a computer from Ford, he would have been able to program the fucking module right there. But he doesn't. He has a GM, so he can do like all GM products and shit, but he can't do Ford.
Because he knows where he lives.
Okay, whatever.
It's GM country.
Uh-huh.
God damn it.
We have a GM plant in town, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. No, so I'm going to go get that reprogrammed. And the shitty part is the day before that, I had to take the wife to the emergency room. They thought she might have had an episode of Bell's palsy because the left side of her face was contorting, so her left eye would shut and the left corner of her mouth would move up. So it looked like she had a half smile, and she would just like and stay that way for minutes. And this went on for like several hours until we finally got her into the emergency room. And they couldn't diagnose her with anything, but they ruled out Bell's palsy, stroke, and all that shit. And I'm like, you slept on a new pillow last night. You probably laid on your face wrong. And not really like laid on your face wrong, but no. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
you pitched something.
The pillow, you know, balls up and then you lay on a nerve and now the nerve is like goes numb. And now when it's trying to come back to life and it's like, and then it's tingly for several hours afterwards, you know, because it's like it's trying to calm itself back down and get back into a normal electrical rhythm or whatever.
Could be magnesium.
Yeah. And so she's added magnesium.
Deficiency?
Yeah. So she's added magnesium to her diet.
Hey, where'd that come from?
I read things now.
Was that in the calendar?
No, that's a...
He's sort of smart.
That's just one I had just waiting sorta. In the barrel.
Four consonants.
And then something the week prior to that, I got fucking hearing aids.
Who's got hearing aids?
I do.
Right now?
Right now.
Get the hell out. I'm sitting right next to you. I didn't see him.
Yeah. And it's not because I'm deaf.
What?
You still can't see him. I'm still now looking at him. Holy cow.
We all made it without
tiniest...
saying what until you.
That's just no, the
I got to have him, though. I have to have him.
My hearing is not bad. My hearing is fine. What
my
I have
terrible.
Is my I have military-grade tinnitus. Like, it's fucking terrible.
Dude, my tinnitis
so the average conversation of us sitting here talking is 50 decibels. Because we're five dudes in a room talking 50 decibels.
I don't even know what that is. Is that high, not high?
What's no, it's fine. It's normal. My tinnitus goes off between 54 and 60 decibels nonstop. All I hear, and it's the highest frequency you can hear. So it's just the highest pitch ring, and it's louder than us talking. And so, and then I got diagnosed with, what is it, hyperacusis, which is sensitive hearing. So I'm very sensitive to hearing, or with my hearing. And so the hearing aids are playing a noise, like a brown noise.
Doesn't that make you poop?
No.
Brown noise makes you poop.
No. But what it's doing is it's trying to get me to forget about the tinnitus because I hear the tinnitus.
Yeah, it's like a noise canceling.
Yeah.
It does cancel a little bit, but it's trying to retrain my brain to forget about the tinnitus and put that sound in my subconscious so I don't hear it.
It's like when you go nose blind, you stop smelling something that's in the room.
Yes, basically. And I'm trying to go tinnitus blind.
Your brain blocking that signal.
But what it's also doing.
Program your ear to do the same thing.
It's helping with my sensitivity.
Sensitive.
Like right now,
you've always been very sensitive. So
fuck off. But like.
Prime example.
But like Cooper barking just then actually hurt my ear.
Wendy does. When she sneezes, it hurts my ears. But normally I hear everything. I can't have my headphones on my left ear because it hurts. But everything sounds like this on this ear.
Well,
3 points.
Well, I had to pull my headphones off
because her eyes close when she sneezes.
I know. True that.
Well, I had to take it off because it was pinching my fucking ears. So, you know.
Well, if it's any consolation, we couldn't see that you were wearing anything.
And it's not like you have long hair hiding it. You just, honest to God, those are the smallest little things. You wouldn't even recognize them. It's amazing.
What happened?
Well, I got the hearing aids.
He's wearing them right now.
Again, not because I'm deaf, but because I have hyperacusis and like super loud fucking tinnitus.
Couscous, I love that.
Only Craig said what?
Yeah, insensitive bastard.
You guys will be all over me when I have to get my hearing aid.
So I mean, it's,
what?
It's,
what?
Exactly. So I mean, it's been rough a little concerts. Bit, you know. Ever since I moved my mom back to Texas, like shit has just changed. Things have been.
Your mom moved out, and now you have tinnitus.
I've had tinnitus for forever, but it just, you know, there's just been a lot of things going on, a lot of changes happening, you know. So I've been kind of away from this and kind of away from a lot of other things, just trying to let everything settle, get everything back down, let the dust settle and move forward. So, you know, it's that time, you know, I'll be 45 later this year, you know, it's midlife, you know, shit changes. It is what it is.
Midlife.
Huh. I guess it's midlife. If hey, shit, you know, chances are, you know, you hit midlife in fucking 35.
Yeah, that's right. Because men only live to like 71. So
72.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of videos on Facebook about why women live longer than men, and usually it's the
They're
ones
so
where
funny.
The guys are in a shopping cart with the fucking fire extinguishers, and they're and like they're drag going. Racing a car down the highway. You're like, what the fuck?
I like when they have the ladders. Like, there's a 6-foot ladder against the wall, and then you got a 12-foot ladder leaning up against it, so they can do work on the ceiling. You know, and you got just one guy balancing like with a rope, and that's oh my god. And then the whole caption, I was like, this is why women live longer than men. Yep. And that, you know what? I was talking about that today. If it's 72, the age to retire, and they keep talking about Social Security, like, oh, well, you know, you get 100% Social Security at 70. I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Like 62 and a half done. Right. I think that's where I am. But some people are like, no, you got to go till 67.
67. And I says, well, then I'm going to have to. We, the rest of us at the table will.
Yeah.
Why I'll is that? Because of the year we're born?
Yeah.
Ah, losers. Enjoy giving me your tax dollars.
Post 72, 67.
Yeah, I plan on driving.
I was 71
probably before
yeah.
then.
Yeah, I finally get in under the wire on something. And they're like, well, you know, you got to, if you go to 65 or 60. I'm like, no, it's not, we don't even have to have this conversation. I'm not doing any of it. But you're going to get, I don't care. I don't think you understand the amount of it's care like that I don't give right now. I want the money.
I'll probably start driving mine, drawing mine at like 55, maybe even 60. Don't even care.
Yeah, take it.
You know, eventually, dude, it's gonna go fucking bankrupt, and they're talking
only
about
because they keep
it.
Borrowing against it.
Yeah, they should, that should be the stop. Thing. They should stop doing that. But they think it's just a slush
fund.
There's
enough to sustain it, and always has been. Mm-hmm. But the government sees, oh, there's money in this account. Let's take it.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna go insolvent. I think in 10 years is what they're predicting if they keep borrowing.
But they've
against
been
it.
But they've been saying that every 10 years, like, oh, it's gonna be gone. So. I don't know if it'll ever happen, no. But if they do decide to do it, then it's going to have to be 100 years from now saying stop paying into Social Security because at this point in time, this is the year we're going to stop doing it.
Once the boomers start dying off, it'll be full of money again.
Yeah, we just need them to.
Part of the issue.
Come on, COVID.
Oh, dear God. Well, part of the reasoning for that, too, is people are living longer nowadays. There's been advances in medicine and science, and so people aren't dying like they used to.
I would say they're existing longer. I wouldn't necessarily say living longer. They got all the medical pharmaceuticals that are keeping them able to pay all their bills, and that's about it.
Well, now we're splitting hairs, but. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not getting into the philosophical end of that. I'm just saying that people are living longer, so they're drawing Social Security longer. Mm-hmm. And so that puts a drain on it when you've got, you know, Congress and the president pulling fucking money out of the House, really, using the money.
And the way that income has increased, you need to increase the minimum to, like, the maximum. Like, after you make so much money, you stop collecting Social Security on your income. Well, if everyone's making $20 an hour, then you have to raise that limit for Social Security also.
Agreed.
So there's a bit of a localish news here that I found.
Let's hear it.
A student was arrested after sending a fax claiming to be his principal resigning.
Ooh.
This happened in Baldwinsville, which is right outside of Syracuse. A high school student has reportedly been arrested after sending a fax pretending to be the principal resigning. A 17-year-old student at Charles W. Baker High School was arrested for sending a bogus fax on behalf of the principal that stated the person was resigning. Baldwinsville police shared the student first created fake school email accounts last month in an attempt to get personal information about another student. That's what he should be arrested about, not sending the fax, by the way.
Well, he's in trouble for having access to, like, student records and shit.
Yep.
Not necessarily the... Because it was a prank with the resignation letter.
He was charged with criminal impersonation. So maybe if he was a troublesome youth, you might, that might be, but to me, that's a great prank. Like when you fork the front yard or you put the for sale sign in front of the school or you put it on Zillow that the junior high is for sale.
Or you get a crane and you put the principal's car on the school.
You guys did that?
No, I just saw it in a movie once and I thought it was cool.
You put a horse in the dean's office.
Yes.
Or you take his car apart and put it together in his living room.
Or you take the principal's Volkswagen Bug, pop it in neutral, park it in the ag barn.
In the ag barn?
Ag barn, yeah.
Crack an ag, bet you can't.
Agriculture. Yeah, the ag barn.
Sorry, that was foreign terminology to me. I'm not familiar.
Yeah, it's okay.
City boy. Ag halls are for agricultural music.
Yes.
That's all I know.
Wayne.
Wayne.
So, Rich, what's happening in Canada this week?
Cue the music.
Wow, it's so white in here now.
Whatever, dude.
Your listening pleasure is Canada Watch.
Smell like pine trees in moose piss.
Canada Watch. Your furry hat matches your furry underpants. It's a design flaw or you need a trim?
Canada Watch.
Do you smell like beaver dams and old toes?
Canada Watch.
Your uncle looks suspiciously like an elk.
Canada Watch.
Sure does get lonely up there in the Yukon.
Canada Watch. We have the polar bears and the milk in the bag, y'all. Canada Watch.
Hey, Gord. We still like you, though.
Canada Watch.
Flip a coin.
In Canada this week.
Oh, boy.
In.
I don't sound like that.
Wine.
Move over, Batman. Just call this vigilante justice warrior Booze Man. Thanks to this yet-to-be-identified champion of legal alcohol sales, the hangover feeling like a punch in the head that a thief may be experiencing today was not from drinking too much. It was from an actual punch to the head. The thieves thought stealing three bags full of bottles of booze from the LCBO.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Three bags full.
Going to be easy. Not so fast at a customer who tried to cut them off early. LCBO is aware of the shop theft incident at one of our Etobicoke. The K is silent. Etobicoke's store locations on Friday and are grateful that there were no reported injuries, according to the LCBO press office. Police certainly have some good evidence, video evidence to go on. Toronto Police Constable Cindy Chung said a report has been filed and officers are investigating what happened. Steal from the liquor store, steal from the grocery store, steal from the jewelry store. It seems there is not a damn thing anybody can do about it. The usual advice is to not interfere and to let the crooks escape unchallenged. This LCBO customer didn't get the memo.
Good.
In fact, as three people, two males and a female, helped themselves to high-end spirits at the store on Queensway, he put up his dukes and protected the product. Certainly, it's... Wait. Bad scroll.
Is this it right here? Can we watch it?
A viral video shows this mystery man taking exception and physically trying to stop thieves from getting away. As staff and security stood back and stayed out of it, this customer stood in the way of the trio at the door, and when one of the three appeared to go for something in his pocket, the man threw a punch, and then another punch. And then soon after, one of the suspects appeared to be bringing out a full glass bottle of whiskey and used it as a weapon, which did not stop the man from throwing a hard right, the sound of which made it seem like it landed. All of this was going on, and you can hear both male and female voices saying, "Let them go, sir, and it's not worth it." It would be interesting.
None you can do until the police show up. Remember that video?
And they're still bringing the booze out. They still took it, according to the video.
Yep.
Mika, what a brass set of cojones these people have. They just still carry. They're getting beat up, punched in. They're still taking it.
Yep. Thefts at the LCBO are routine now. Many times it's by people who appear to be impaired or looking for alcohol for their own use. However, it's been known to be organized. Police have laid charges against people stealing thousands of dollars worth of alcohol as part of what
OPSEU, the union that represents LCBO workers, has in the past said is in the tens of millions of dollars a year. The LCBO has not confirmed a dollar figure. In its latest annual report, it did say that it turns over $2.5 billion, that's Canadian dollars, to the Ontario government in revenue. So any bottle stolen from a store is money taken from taxpayers. Losses may seem small on the scale of overall business, but they are large for those who are paying full prices. That said, many say that there is something satisfying about seeing a citizen stand up as this man did. While the system says he shouldn't do something like that, for a public frustrated by rising crime, one can understand them enjoying watching a video of someone who did and raising a toast to the booze man. And that's what's happening in Canada this week.
Do you have a website for us?
I always have a website for you, Alan. Actually, this one was provided by Craig, so I'll let him explain the website of the week.
Ooh, good job, Craig. Get on there.
The website of the week is myadventurechallenge.com. It's a hiking challenge.
Is it mobile friendly?
It is. It is mobile friendly.
It's myadventurechallenge.com.
Myadventurechallenge.com.
Wait, I got to spell it.
IT.
It's not a .net or a .org.
No. So they have a bunch of challenges on here that you can do for hiking. And the one I'm going to do this summer is the Blazing Summer Trail Challenge. You have 13 weeks to hike 65 miles on six different trails. And there are 13 trails in Niagara County alone. So as long as you walk a little bit, hike a little bit on each of the trails, you should be able to get that 65 miles without a problem.
Can I do it with you?
It's $20-some dollars to join.
I'm out!
It's 37 if you want the t-shirt. It's 22 if you just want the basic package with no t-shirt. You don't really need it. How many more t-shirts do you need in the drawer? You know, so. And they have a bunch of different challenges. They have a family challenge that they're going to be putting on here later. But all year round, they have different challenges, spring, summer, fall, and winter. And you can get a four seasons challenge also.
Winter, spring, summer, and fall.
Oh.
Copyright infringement.
Not singing like that.
Oh, shit. See?
I had to change my voice because I didn't want the infringement.
There you go.
So there.
That's his story, and he's sticking to it.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be something interesting to do over the summer, something different that we haven't done before. I don't know if anybody besides me at this table likes hiking. I love hiking.
I go on Allegheny every year.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, and
have you done those Allegheny trips where you actually have to take you go to the main office, and then you get like a piece of paper about this big, and then when you're hiking along the trail, you find a tree that has like a stamp in it, and then you have to kind of rub the stamp and emboss that emboss it on, and then you get credit for it. So after you do so many of those trails, same thing, you get a certificate and a t-shirt and all.
That's
that.
That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is $22. It's 13 weeks, starts June 1st, ends the end of August, and it's 65 miles on at least six different trails. And the Kanawha Trail, if you want to walk along the canal, does count.
I think I could do that.
So you could do 65 miles on one of the trails? And
you need to have six different trails.
Six different trails.
Yep.
Okay. You can do 1 mile on five of them.
Correct.
And then 61 miles the rest of them.
There you go.
There you go.
How long is the Erie Canal?
363 miles.
Is this based on
my mule sale?
Is this based on the honor system?
It is based on the honor system. When you sign up, you're going to get a logbook, and then you send that logbook back in. They send you the patch.
Yeah, I'm going to fill out it while I'm taking a log.
There. Well, okay. But I'm going to do this as part of my weight.
Your
training.
Health regiment.
Yes. Yep.
I like it. Are there any pizza places along the way?
Always.
Well. Yes. Only pizza oven, so there's no temptation whatsoever.
Yes. Yeah, if you do the canal trail, you can just go right to Ponies.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you see the new front?
No.
They remodeled the whole place. It looks really nice.
Oh, they fronting?
Yeah.
Fronting.
I think Dutch's Ice Cream is along the canal.
It is.
Did you see that little Ponies package that they have? I see that on
top. Yeah, dude.
That's like, what, $30? That looks like a lot of food or something like that.
It's like $50. Originally, it was like $45. And
it was
like
super
55.
Popular.
Yeah.
People are buying it as soon as they offer it. Yep. It's
so it looks like a ton price. Of food.
Yep. I know you've been doing a lot
I've
of walking.
I've never done that. Can we go? Oh, go ahead.
With your dog, so I thought maybe you might be interested in doing some of this.
Yeah, too. Your unfriendly dog.
Dog's not unfriendly.
Whatever. Hercules wanted to eat Cooper. Hercules. He wasn't even trying to be friendly.
Oh, you mean Hercules?
That's the worst.
Cooper's like, hey, what's her?
So the introduction did not go well?
No, at least I was teeth and schmads.
Hulk was not going through a good time.
He was having a bad day?
Yeah.
He was having a good day when he was over at our house.
Rough couple of weeks, yeah.
He wasn't bad when he was at our house.
That's because we didn't try and linger.
No.
No.
But you walked with Stella for a little bit.
Stella, yeah. That was good. Parallel walking is usually good. What he experienced was with Cooper was he was just pissed off. We had already seen like three other dogs on the walk that he'd been barking at through fences and windows and stuff, and he was just aggravated.
Yeah, so, and he was like, brr, he was just...
Between that and going home and having Bugsy still there, he's just not in a good mood.
Is Bugsy still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was going to be the website of the week, but you got your little thing here.
We can throw that in there, too, though. That's important.
Yeah, we will next week.
Okay, you think you still have him next week?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one you're trying to get back because it doesn't? They don't get along?
Yeah.
He's a good dog. They're just not compatible.
They just don't like each other.
Yeah.
Bugsy's the upstairs dog. Hulk is the downstairs dog. And I have to put Hulk away to take Bugsy out through the front door. So it's not an ideal situation. But it's livable. And,
Maybe Bugsy could be friends with Cooper. He can come here.
Did Hulk have reign of the whole house before that?
Yes.
Okay, so he's kind of miffed about that probably.
Yeah, but when Lady got sick initially, she couldn't do the stairs, so we made him stay downstairs as well so that they were together. Mm-hmm. And so this is not a new phenomenon for him. He's grown accustomed to, you know, these limitations from time to time. And I told him it's temporary. As soon as we get Bugsy out of the house, he can go back upstairs.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Our dog sleeps with Corliss in Corliss's room. Corliss went away last night for the overnight visit to Brockport, and the dog cried all fucking night. When he goes, I'm going to have to go in there and lay down. I go, she's going to have to get used to it because come August, Corliss is gone. She can go in there and lay down. I give her some of those calming treats, and it works for a little bit, but then she whines the whole rest of the night. She was literally barking. We took her out three more times thinking that she had to go to the bathroom because she's barking at the door, and man, it was brutal. I just yelled at her to stop barking and lay down. And she got on the bed, but then she did that high-pitched whine for like four more hours. Like, fuck, man. And when he goes, I'm going to have to go in there and lay down. I go, she's not going to get used to it if you just cave every single time she whines. Let her whine a little bit. She'll stop. And when she realizes she's not coming. But
that's true. Yeah. Craig has my mic stand. You pilfering motherfucker.
This one never moved.
It's got the things on it.
The band's on it. See? Oh.
You son of a bitch.
Everybody steals your shit.
How dare you steal the thing that belongs to you?
Where'd mine go? Is this mine? Mine had the red thing on it.
Yeah, where'd it go?
I don't know. You know what? Now that I think about it, it's outside in my yard, so Cooper must have grabbed it.
Ah.
He's like, hey, plastic.
All right. Anyway, check it out, myadventurechallenge.com. Maybe do some hiking this summer.
There you go. We'll see you out there, folks.
That's right. This week for Shenanigans, but Ellen with a Y.
Great week, everybody.
Vinny. Rich.
Namaste, fuckers.
Walden.
Craig doesn't wear pants while he hikes.
Well, that's... I can't even respond to that.
You forgot to do air quotes when you said hikes.
Yeah, he uses that term kind of loosely.
Hiking.
He's just walking on leaves.
Based on dogging.
Yes. No!
Yeah.
Craig's hiking is actually self-wedgying.
All right.
I'm going for a hike!
Thanks for listening. Join us again next week.
I don't know if I can do this for 65 fucking miles.